Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Find a Plumlee. The Plumlee has scored a special teams touchdown and now gets a catch on offense. Here comes Osborne with the extra point try. Blakely is the holder. Long snap count. There's the placement. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And that makes it 34-14. River Valley gets back within 20. 10:06 remaining on WRCO Radio Sports.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
Buying a home can be overwhelming when you consider all the financing options available. The loan officers at the Richland County Bank have the training, knowledge, and most importantly, the desire to help you make the best decision. They understand the local market, and they can help you find the financing option that may be right for you. Visit Richland County Bank today or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
A couple of weeks ago, River Valley orchestrated one of the best onside kicks I've seen in high school football. Is it too early to do that right here?
No, I say not, Bill. How much time's left? 11 minutes?
10:06.
It's probably time. They've got six people on one side. So.
Osborne, the kicker. Here comes the approach, and he bounces this one. He has to go 10 yards, and it bounces, and it's loose on the field. And it may have went out of bounds. Let's see.
We'll have a legal touching over there. And no one.
They just let it lay there, which is kind of weird. I thought it went out of bounds, but I don't think it did. There's a flag. There's another flag.
Yeah, it was hit. River Valley hit it right at the 49-yard line. So
didn't go 10 then.
Didn't go 10.
Okay.
But it's a pretty good onside kick.
So 2 weeks ago, he bounced it, kind of like you see in the pros, and it bounced over the front line, and then River Valley player ran and caught it, you know, so kind of what they were trying to do again.
Right.
Maybe easier to bounce on the turf than it is other fields.
Legal touching there. Lodi 14-7 over Platteville in the fourth.
So. Ooh, good ball game there.
Yep.
34-14 here at River Valley High School. The Blackhawks trailing, visiting Durand, Arkansas. So that means great field position for Durand, Arkansas. They will start at the RV 44-yard line. Offense up to the ball. Durand, Arkansas with a 20-point lead. Hand off for a running play up the gut. That's Havens, and he's through, and he's going. And he's going to the 20, down to the 15, down to the 12, and caught from behind by River Valley. Good hustle by Jordan Gauger, saved a touchdown.
Now that young man's pretty fast, too, number six.
Yes, he is. Havens breaks it and almost broke it all the way. So, man alive. You know, you try the onside kick, you gamble a little bit.
Right.
But then a big play, and they're right now knocking on the door again. 14-yard line.
Update on Wazika. 30-14 over Ithaca with 2 minutes left to go in that one, Bill.
Okay. Up to the football, first down from the 14-yard line, awaiting a snap from center, and there's the handoff. Running play near side. River Valley catches him and brings him down. What a play by number 23, Jaden Gauger. The Gaugers are out in full force today.
Are.
Loss of about four back of the 19-yard line. Red Zone, sponsored by Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, where they're always heating up the competition. Getting ready for this second down play. Clock running, 9:10 remaining in the ball game tonight. And River Valley season, unless they can make a dramatic comeback, need to pull one out like, was that Denver that did that?
Yes. Well, that was, they were down, what, 28, 31 points?
With 5 minutes to go.
Yeah. No, what was that? They were down, four scores, I believe.
Shovel pass to the left side. They're down around the 10, over the pile, and right around the 9-yard line is where the running back is brought down. A good play by River Valley. That was Heiser, I believe. That was like 28-7,
wasn't it?
Or 7, 26-7 maybe, and they came back in the last 5 minutes and won like 32-32.
It was a great ball game.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Wasn't that against Cleveland?
Yeah. Not something you'd expect. You're a fan. A lot of people probably turn it off.
I'm sure a lot of people left.
Waiting a snap from center. And the quarterback is back to throw. He's looking over toward the back of the end zone. Knocked away at the last moment. That was Sumner Knockreiner again with a tremendous defensive play. Knocked it out of the hands of the would-be receiver.
Yeah, and he's kind of mad at himself right now because he thought he could have probably had the pick. But that was a great defensive play by Knockreiner.
Sends it to fourth down here for Durand, Arkansas. We have a score on Prairie du Chien.
I do not have one on
Prairie. Somebody just messaged me on the text line and wondered about that.
They won 50-6.
50-6, wow.
Yeah, over Westfield.
Over Westfield, okay. Saw the Blackhawks just last week, Coach Campbell.
That was just updated because it didn't have one.
Just anymore. Happened, huh?
Blackhawk beats River Ridge 8-6. We've got flags all over the field here. We're going to have false start on Durand, Arkansas.
Okay. Good to have the official in the booth here tonight.
We're...
Back there.
Oh, back there.
That guy back there. Shem Heiser, I think.
Shem Heiser, yeah.
Yep.
Shem Heiser in the back, yeah.
He made the call. Fourth down on the right around the 16-yard line of River Valley again. Durand, Arkansas spent a little time at this end of the field.
Yes.
7:59 remaining here in the football game. Awaiting a snap from center. The quarterback riding back. Throws it, airs it to the near side into a crowd, and it is
caught
for a touchdown.
But did he get it?
If he stayed in bounds, the near side official says, yes, he did.
Yep.
It looked like he did, Henry.
It looked like he caught it and got a foot down. It did.
So, wow.
So yeah, now you have the River Valley coach all the way down there.
Dylan Berger makes the grab. I don't think we've called his name much tonight.
Well, that was a heck of a grab. Got an update on the Ithaca score. That is a final now, Phil. 30-14, Wazika Steuben Seneca over Ithaca.
Okay. Wazika Steuben Seneca has had a good year.
Oh, my goodness.
Salute those small schools that are able to field 11-player football and be very competitive. There's the snap. Kick is on the way, and the kick is... They say no good. I think we must have a funny angle here in the booth.
I think we do, too. And that flagpole doesn't help, or the camera pole down there doesn't help us at all.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was through, but, again, nope. 40-14, Durand, Arkansas leading River Valley. 7:50 to play in the ballgame on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
Did you know All-American Do It Center sells used rental equipment? That's right. They have rental tools and equipment of all sizes that you can buy used, saving you money. They have skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air, and power tools, and so much more. Visit the website to see items currently for sale. Don't forget that you can save 20% off rentals every Tuesday at All-American Do It Center Rental Department in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
Durand, Arkansas will kick off after the most recent score, leading 40-14. Just when River Valley makes a move, Durand, Arkansas has an answer tonight. This one end over end, it's going to be taken around the 20 on the run by the River Valley return man, spins to the 30 to the 35. and brought down there by a host of Panthers. That was Jaden Gauger on the return. And that will bring out River Valley's offense once again. River Valley in the second half, down to its fourth possession of the half. 7:45 remaining as the Blackhawks go to committee now. Lucas Klein back into the huddle.
I just got a score update at the Platteville Lodi game. 15-14 Platteville.
Is it a final?
Not yet.
Wow.
Still in the fourth quarter, so... That's a big game.
That is.
And that's me and that's at Lodi.
Representing the Southwest Conference, Platteville. There's the snap. Back to throw is Klein. Going to air one toward the near side. Gauger, it's overthrown and incomplete over his head. Pretty good coverage by the Panthers. So Prairie and Platteville at this point, if this score continues, and they'd be the only ones representing the Southwest Conference then. I take that back. I always forget about those in the South. So I'm sure New Glarus is probably playing somewhere tonight. I didn't see their score.
I did not either. Let's see if I can find it for us. So.
They're a conference team. I always forget about them, but of course they had a good run sharing a conference title this year.
And they're playing Clinton. And they're up 36-0.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Second down, Klein back to throw. Guns it near side, incomplete. Intended for Sumner Nachreiner. Through his hands, covered up by Mason O'Brien Brunner. Third down and 10 yards for River Valley. Ball at their own 36-yard line.
So it looks like New Glarus is going to advance.
Okay. River Valley back into the huddle.
Cashin's up on Brookwood 10-0 in the third. I don't know if that score's been updated for me or not, but
this is a third down for River Valley. In the meantime, from the 36-yard line, there's the snap. Klein wings it. It's caught by Gauger. First down, 50, down to the 45 of Durand, Arkansas, and brought back on a big hit by Dylan Berger and company. So the sticks will move. 7:27 remaining. It's a final. Richland Center loses 41-9 to Stratford. Potosi Castle 42-8 over Cambria Friesland tonight.
That score kind of shocks me, but Potosi's a pretty good football team.
Yes, they are. Pass on the near side. Nachreiner grabs it at the 41-yard line and brought down immediately by Miles Krolewski. Second down and a long five to go for River Valley. Going no huddle with 7:05 to play. The line is set. There's the snap from Carsonton. Klein throws it near side. Caught by Gauger. Inbounds right around the 36-yard line, still short of the first down. And that will bring up third down and about a yard for River Valley. Line hustling to the near side, back into the mix. Again, they're going to run with a slight huddle. River Valley up to the football. The line is set, two men to the near side, and Klein looks it over. He's got Plumlee to his left. There's the snap. Klein fakes it to Plumlee, back to throw, looks, throws to the far side, and is caught by River Valley, and then the ball pops loose on a big hit. Spencer Sackett had it.
Sorry, Phil, for overrunning it.
It's all right. Ethan Mack on the play. Everything was there except Mack put on a pretty good hit.
Yes, he did. He did.
So that will bring up a fourth down and short for River Valley, trailing in the game here tonight by 26 now with 6:25 to go.
So the finals I have, Blackhawk over Ridge, 8-6. Fenimore, 50-7 over Mineral Point. North Crawford won 60-12 over Hurley. Wazika beat Ithaca 30-14. And 41-9, Stratford over Richland Center.
Fourth down for River Valley, going for it from the 37. Snap to Klein. He's throwing it. Near side caught, and a first down at the 31 by Sumner Nachreiner. Just at the old-fashioned curl on the sideline. So the sticks will move on. Hurley will return home for North Crawford by about this time tomorrow. Jeepers.
That game was probably done at 7. They're probably...
Well, they're... I don't know.
Remember they started early, so...
There's a pitch. Plumlee going to the right side. Gets across the 30 to the 27-yard line. And he is brought down immediately by number 60, Liam Nelson. They're probably about to the Dells,
maybe.
No, I don't think they go. I don't know how they would go.
It sent me through Viola.
Okay, sure.
So,
second down play. River Valley in Durand, Arkansas territory. Klein back to throw. Guns it near side. He's got Gauger and missed him by a step at the 5-yard line. Jaden Gauger draws a crowd, but if the pass would have been there, he might have had a step and into the end zone. Stops the clock with 5:32 to play.
Third down and
yeah, I don't know if I ever remember that many long trips. We saw a few in basketball in the tournament, when, you know, some of those first-round games where people were going up from, you know, lower part of the state. Your Darlington's going up into the above La Crosse area and places like that.
Yeah, you know, I went with my daughter one time up to, was it Mendovia up there? Mendovia up there?
Okay.
Or Melrose Mendora.
Melrose Mendora, up by La Crosse.
Trip from basketball.
Yes, it is.
So, and then trying to find the school was another issue.
Third down play. Klein back to throw. Now the pocket breaks down. He tries to toss it on the far side to Gauger and knocked away. Lucas Klein just kind of creating there. Almost looks like
really
a basketball jump shot.
Kind of, it's just one of those kids that just doesn't give up.
Keep it going. You bet. Fourth down coming up. They used to play first round football games on a Tuesday night, if you remember that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. They play on Thursday, the last night of the regular season, and then they come back and play the first playoff game on Tuesday, then play the second one on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And, there were some late nights on Tuesday nights.
That's a lot for the kids, too. Their bodies need to heal.
Fourth down play, Klein and company trying to keep it going. Lucas Black to throw, and he guns it over the middle, and it's going to be almost intercepted, intended for Gauger, incomplete. Knocked away by Owen Pickler, and taking over on downs, Durand, Arkansas.
Well, Lancaster is getting beat by Amherst 42-14.
Wow.
Yes. Platteville now take a 22-14 lead over Lodi.
Not been a typical Lancaster year.
No, it really hasn't. I mean, we had them very first off of the season. I believe they played Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
Great ball game.
River Valley beat them this year. Richland Center beat them this year.
And that Richland Center team, you didn't want to. They're playing well. They're pretty good.
They were pretty pesky this year.
They were.
Conference. I mean, and you look at Dodgeville. You know, they came here and won last week. But you know, from top to bottom, you had to bring it every week in the conference. First and 10, there's the snap from center, handoff, and the running play is coming to the 30 to the 31-yard line on the carry by Richardson. They'll unpile. Tackle made by Grady Graham. River Valley.
Like that kid.
Talk to him in the FFA projects. He's an FFA officer. A lot of these players do multiple things.
He's in the band. I love that. He plays the tuba.
Yeah. Probably some of them are in the musical River Valley will be putting out this year.
Yep. That's coming up too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think in early December. 4:45 remaining in the football game. There's the snap from center. Hand off for a running play going to Owen Pickler, and he pushes his way to the 45 to the 46. We'll bring up third down at about 2 yards to go for the Panthers, leading 40-14 over River Valley with 4.5 to play.
And Kickapoo's musical's coming up too, and that's the Giant Peach. James and the Giant Peach,
We'll hear about that. They're on the morning show with us this next week.
Are you a big fan of musicals?
Yeah.
Are you really?
I was in a few. Yeah. I like them. Most of them.
Control the Lights or?
No. I had got a chance to be stage of star and screen. There's a snap from center, running to the near side of the quarterback. Nothing doing. River Valley drives him back. Big time hit by Blake Brickle and some of his friends.
Yeah, he ended up with the football.
Yep. It was blown dead, though.
Thanks for catching me,
Phil. Yep. Using an old Ray Schrader line. In fact, we'll be honoring Ray at Okooch Books and Libations on Sunday. But, you should be on the stage. I think it leaves at 11.
The very first time I met that man, hey, what door did you come in?
Yeah, I'd like to help you out.
I'd like to help you out.
What door did you come in?
Yes, I looked at him like, okay, this is how this place operates.
And no matter how many times you heard it, it was still funny to him.
Yes, it was.
It's the way he told it. Fourth down and 2 yards to go.
Right, another one. I had a pair of shorts on. He goes, they got a pair of shorts in your size?
I couldn't find your size.
You couldn't find your size.
Fourth down coming up. Timeout, Durand, Arkansas. They lead it 40-14. 3:05 remaining in football tonight at River Valley on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Here's a punt by Durand, Arkansas. River Valley's going to let it roll and bounce, and it goes to the 25-yard line before all is said and done. So that's where River Valley will take over after the punt, which is just the second tonight for Durand, Arkansas.
Yeah, they were going for a lot of them. If it's fourth down, they were going for them, Phil.
Ball we marked around the 26 of River Valley, their own. Blackhawks scoring one on offense and one on special teams tonight. And with 2:53 to play, just time to go out, maybe have some fun right at the end of the game. Huh?
Yep. But if I know River Valley, they're not ever going to say stop.
No, they'll put it out there.
They will.
Two men wide to the near side, Heiser and Gauger. Line will operate out of the shotgun. He's got Plumlee to his left. There's the snap. Caden gets the snap and the handoff and runs to the left side. Going to the 30. Out to around the 31 before he is brought down. Still gain of a solid 5 yards.
One tackle and he was gone, Phil.
You're right. Wittig makes the tackle. And the clock rolling with 2:35 to play. Second down play. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show follows our play-by-play account of this one tonight. Second down, River Valley, and about 5 yards to go from their own 31-yard line. Klein takes the snap, handoff, running play near side, cutting off left tackle, spin move to the 41. It looks like a first down.
Looks like they got a first down, yeah. Nice run. Nice blocking, too, though.
That was Caden Plumlee. And you're right, River Valley's line has done a pretty good job tonight.
Really, they really have.
So the sticks will move. River Valley spends little time in the huddle, and the ball is at the 36-yard line, it looks like. First and 10, River Valley in its own 36. 2:08 remaining. Line with a long snap count and handoff coming to the near side. Running play for Blackhawks, 45. Down the sideline, 50. Plumlee into the territory of the Panthers, all the way to the 30 and pushed out of bounds. Ethan Mack got him out of bounds. Plumlee running downhill, looking good.
You know, as an official, I'm not even watching the runner. I'm watching the point of contact. And Grady absolutely just pancaked the young man out there on the front of for a nice block.
Good. Yeah. And something they must have because...
he did a nice job.
Good wide open run there. And that makes it right all the way to the 28-yard line of Arkansas Durand. River Valley running downhill late in the game, trailing 40-14. Heiser near side, Gauger to the far side. Jones is split on the right, and now here's Klein back to throw. It's going to be caught. Little kick and ladder. We're going to pitch it out for a touchdown, maybe. Bindle diving at the end, and he didn't get in. A little trickery and a hook and ladder, pitching it to
a
lineman.
That was kind of
Blake
deep.
Brickle. On the pitch play, got down to around the 1 yard line. Oh, man. Yeah, have some fun.
Yeah, that's pretty good play.
Get the linemen involved and the defensive guy.
How many times do they practice that?
I don't know. Those are the fun ones to practice. Blake Brickle just about scored a touchdown. 1:52 to play in the ball game. Every lineman's dream, right?
Yes.
Line runs the play in from the near side, 40-14. Durand, Arkansas in the lead. Down the stretch, ball at the 1 yard line. River Valley trying to score again. Heiser left, Gauger right, under center, is flying. There's the snap, handoff, first man through at the lineman. He's down around the goal line, and he is in for a score. Trey Metcalf hits the touchdown for River Valley. How about it? Number
That's
76.
Awesome. And he's happy.
Oh, yes, he is. Senior Trey Metcalf scores here for the Blackhawks, and they are piling out of him around the sidelines. Why not? Have a little fun.
Yep, why not?
1 yard touchdown run with a minute 47 remaining. Osborne ready for the extra point try. And I think they're in need of a lineman out there. They're missing a player anyway. Gauger in to fill the gap.
We're going to put him on the line.
Yep. Awaiting the snap will be Blakely. Osborne will try to part the uprights with the extra point. Long snap count. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 40-21 in favor of Durand, Arkansas. Minute 47 remaining on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to the Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top name brands to hard to find sizes, the Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at the Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Well, do we see an onside kick again here?
I don't know. We may.
40-21. Durand, Arkansas leading. A minute 47 to play. River Valley trying to get the most out of every moment here. Osborne with the approach. And there it is. Again, a pooch. It's not going to go very far. This one dropped out of bounds. Actually, almost lost yards on that one back at the 41-yard line. So it didn't work that well that time. And Durand, Arkansas will take over. Some excitement here for the Blackhawks and Trey Metcalf scoring most recently for River Valley.
And yeah, it's a good score for him.
Yeah.
Good job.
See that from time to time.
Yeah.
Teams will put in linemen late in the game.
And he's probably worked hard all year.
So we'll see where they spot the football. The first half took less than an hour.
It was 7:53 when they were done.
And we're going to be one of the last ones still going tonight when all is said and done. I'll be late for a very important date here later tonight.
Platteville up on Lodi now, 29-22.
Okay.
That's good going back and forth all
night. That has. Good ball game.
On the 42-yard line of River Valley.
So for its sixth possession of the half, the Panthers start at the 42 of River Valley. They're swapping players in and out as well. I normally make an appearance on the Football Friday Night statewide show, but sometimes it pushes me in some of these later games to try and get back before the time and make an appearance. 10th week of the season for that show. So the ball at the 42-yard line of River Valley. Out of the shotgun snap, they're going to take a knee. That's good sportsmanship. Taking a knee is Brett Reining.
Well, ladies,
the quarterback.
I don't care where you're from.
A minute 40.
Let's get on our feet, everybody, and give both these teams a big round of applause for their efforts here this evening. Get on your feet, guys. You guys can be proud of yourselves no matter which way it is.
Nice announcement here. People getting up to support their teams. We got a
bit of athletes. You know, it's a good thing, including the cheerleaders, the coaches, the players.
It's been a nice fall.
Yes, it has.
Second down. And again, awaiting the snap, they're going to take it down as far as they can. And the quarterback takes a knee again with a minute 5, so they'll probably snap it, one more time?
Yeah, under 40, and that'll be fine.
Yep.
A big round of applause out
River Valley swapping a couple of players in and out. Carter Lewis another senior coming back into the lineup for River Valley here toward the end of the ball game. So down to 45 seconds in the game. Reining will look it over. Two men wide to the left side. Awaiting the snap from center. He'll watch that back judge. We're down to 33 seconds. Quarterback under center takes the snap, takes a knee, and that should do it tonight. Final score of 40-21 Durant, Arkansas, with that three-plus hour trip, getting here to get the job done and win a first-round game against the River Valley Blackhawks. Hank and I will be back with the Gillette Plumbing and Heating post-game show coming up next here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Winter's knocking. Will your furnace keep up? Don't wait for the coldest night of the year to find out. Call Gillette Plumbing and Heating today. Whether it's for a clean and check, a repair that you've been putting off, or for a brand new system, we're reliable and a team you can trust, and we're just a phone call away. Give Gillette Plumbing and Heating a call today and keep the cold outside where it belongs. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
A game that was scoreless after one quarter, but we wound up seeing a lot of points. Final score tonight, 40-21. Durant, Arkansas ends the year for River Valley. And it was a 14-7 ball game at the halftime. But we go with the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, and I think for Durant, Arkansas, it was the interception by Pickler. Would you go with that, Hank?
I probably would, though, because it was a close ball game at that point, and just, you know, one of those kids trying to make a play, and it just didn't turn out.
Pickler got the pick and took it in from 32 yards away, and that changed the score. It was a one-score game at that point, and then going up by two scores, and Durant, Arkansas would lead the rest of the way here on their way to a playoff win. They improved to 7-3. River Valley falls to 6-4 on the season. We appreciate you joining us for football all year. Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game. Join Duncan Rewards to enjoy exclusive offers and offer earning points toward free food and drinks. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Looking for a little extra with your coffee? Dunkin' Rewards makes every visit more rewarding. Members earn points on every qualifying purchase and can unlock boosted status for even more perks. Enjoy special offers, triple points on select days, and bonus points when you order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Not a member yet? Sign up free on the app or at DunkinRewards.com and get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. Start earning, start sipping, because Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham.
Welcome back to River Valley High School as the Gillette Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues. The game was scoreless after one quarter. River Valley failed to take the lead on a 39-yard missed field goal. And then Durant, Arkansas would score two touchdowns, one at the end of the beginning, actually, of the second quarter. That was quarterback Brett Brynan throwing a pass to Jackson Pickler, and that covered a total of 12 yards. And then the two-point conversion to William Weisenbeck made it 8-0. On the next possession, it was another score for Durant, Arkansas, as Brynan with a 12-yard pass to Ian Havens. The two-pointer was missed, and it was 14-0. On the ensuing kickoff, River Valley would return it 85 yards for a touchdown. Caden Plumley took it back to the house, and the Ron Osborne kick made it 14-7. And that was the score at halftime. Very good game. But then Durant, Arkansas came out of the gate and scored early in the third quarter. 33-yard pass, Brynan to Weisenbeck, and then the two-pointer failed, and that put them up by a score of 20-7. It was an interception as Durant, Arkansas would score on Jackson Peckler's INT, 32-yard return, Brynan with a two-point run, making it 28-7 with 7:24 remaining in the third. They would add to that after a punt was fumbled. It was taken at the River Valley 11-yard line, and Ian Havens ran it in from 11 yards. The two-pointer was missed. It was 34-7. Then adding to the scoring tonight, River Valley would score. Lucas Klein with a pass to Caden Plumley. It covered 23 yards. Osborne's kick made it 34-14. Durant, Arkansas would score in the next possession. It was a Brynan to Dylan Beyer catch, and it was a 40-14 ball game. River Valley would score one more. They got a chance to work it down to the one-yard line. It was a Brickle, an old hook and ladder, and Blake Rickle took it to the one-yard line. And the next play, another lineman, Trey Metcalf, carried it across. Osborne's kick made it 40-21, and that's how we finish tonight here at River Valley High School. Thanks for joining us all season long. It was a pleasure working with Tyler McLean in his first year as head coach at River Valley. Thanks to Jamie Heglin, Darby Blakely, and everybody here. And for Hank Bray, who's already down trying to get some of the leftovers from the popcorn stand. But we'll be back your way with more sports updates tomorrow. Join us for our sports reports. Adam Hess will have those for you, a recap of games tonight, and all over the place with volleyball tomorrow and soccer tomorrow. We'll set the stage for all of that. Stay tuned for Football Friday Night, and later on, Mr. Fabulous's post-game show here on WRCO. 40-21. Good luck to Durant, Arkansas in Level 2 football next week. I am Phil Nee for WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations, along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today. We'll be right back.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Football Friday Night, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, is sponsored on WRCO Radio by Larson Collision and Paint, Burnham Lumber, Classic Auto Body, Walsh's Ace, Scott Industries, Cardinal Glass CG, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Utter Brothers, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Dairy Hardware, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside, Arthur's Supper Club, A&W of Boscobel, People's Community Bank, Added Touch, Arneson Repair, and Wisconsin Riverside and Resort.
On that, Gabe Rice Lake, its first lead of the game, 8-7 late in the first quarter. Rice Lake taking the lead that it would never relinquish, 30-14 in the third quarter on a one-yard run by senior quarterback Grant Paholke, and then he throws to Svensson for the two-point conversion. The Ghosts came back and closed it within 10 points on a 16-yard pass from Carroll to Kavanaugh-Weyenberg with 8:36 to play, but their pass for the two-point conversion to make it a one-score game fell short. Weyenberg then on a subsequent possession missed a 40-yard field goal attempt that would have made it a one-score game. In the final 2 minutes, it was his only field goal attempt that he missed all season long. Rice Lake advances 30-20. Kalkana goes home with a record of 4-6 for the season. The Warriors now 10-1, or make that 9-1, as they go to round two, and they will host next Friday night. For Football Friday Night from Rice Lake, I'm Dave Tindall.
Thank you, Dave. And Rice Lake moves on.
Rice Lake will take on Tosa East next week. Meanwhile, in that same bracket, Notre Dame. How about this final score? They beat Greenfield 77-32 tonight.
Bayport and Appleton North. Bayport, the defending Division I state champs, 12th time that these two teams have played each other in the postseason. Chris Learman from Bayport Radio as Bayport rolls 41-6 over Appleton North. Chris?
Just an impressive performance tonight from the Pirates to open up with Appleton North, a team that has a really good defense, had allowed 29 points this year and 28 points. Bayport puts up 31 in the first half and gets over 330 yards rushing in half number one alone in a win where Bayport pulls away 41-6.
Very good. Good call on the game tonight, as always. We'll talk to you next week as the defending champs in Division One got a W tonight.
Yeah, they will have to travel to take on Milwaukee Reagan, who defeated Bradley Tech in a shutout, 62-0, but Bayport should be very competitive in that game.
Division Three, Waterford snapped a three-game skid with a win in the final game. They're 5-4. They're into the playoffs against Reedsburg. Reedsburg and Waterford. How did this come out? Let's find out from Sean Davis from the Wisconsin State Journal. Sean?
Hey, guys. It was the Will McConowitz show for the Beavers. He led the way unofficially, program record 480 rushing yards and also a program record 7 touchdowns on the ground. Touchdown runs of 76, 73, 51, 66, 38, 7-1 yards. Has Reedsburg back in the second round for the second straight year. Just a great statement win from them as they look to get to the quarterfinals for the first time in a while.
Sean Davis from the Wisconsin State Journal as they get the victory tonight.
Yeah, Reedsburg will have to go on the road to take on Madison Edgewood, although I think that guy has already run there with as many running yards as he had this evening.
Sean or?
Well, not Sean. Okay. I've seen Sean. He can't run that far. The running back that almost ran for 500 yards tonight.
Bet your Chad Zutter could run for Mustang TV.
I bet. Yeah.
Menominee and Alaska, Division III. Menominee, 35 straight years they've been in the postseason. And just an incredible run through a couple of different coaches there. Chad Zutter tells us what happened between Menominee and Onalaska. Chad?
Well, you know, it was a great, great high school football game. Menominee, unfortunately, doesn't move on. Onalaska scored a touchdown with 11 seconds left. Their quarterback ran up the middle. 6-yard touchdown run to put them up 34-31. So they will move on. But you take this game, this was a seesaw game, and Amity came out of the gates really hot, scored two touchdowns right away. They were up 16-0 in the end of the first quarter. And then you saw Onalaska kind of counter that, and they scored a couple touchdowns just before the end of the first half. They were trailing 16-14 at halftime with Onalaska, and they received the second half kickoff. And Chenault, a good just a good athlete for Onalaska, went 80 yards on the opening kickoff of the second half. Onalaska took the lead, and then he had a 90-yard interception return with just about 5 minutes left in the third quarter to give Onalaska a pretty big lead, 27-16 at that point. Menominee comes back and scores two touchdowns to retake the lead, 31-27. And Menominee stopped Onalaska with about three and a half minutes left on a fourth and goal. They were going in to try to score. Menominee had the ball. All they had to do was get a first down. Probably was going to end the game. Onalaska only had one timeout left. Onalaska stopped Menominee on a three and out. Hilltoppers got the ball at about midfield with about a minute 50 left, and that's how they got down to a first and goal from the six. And their quarterback got in the end zone with 40 seconds left to win, with 11 seconds left to win the ball game. Oh, just a great high school football game.
Very good, Chad Sutter from Mustang TV. Anything you wanted to know about that game? Jonathan called every play of that game.
There you go.
For us, right, just in the last 2 minutes.
The Edgewood bracket goes completely chalk in Division III. The New Berlin West bracket, though, there are some interesting results there, and we'll talk about those throughout the show.
All right, Milton and Pulaski, a 4-5 seed. Milton in Division IV, Pulaski in Division V has got a 5 seed. Milton's got a 4 seed. This is Division II action. Our guy Lauren Cox from 105.9, the Hog on tap for this one. And Pulaski wins it by a field goal, it sounds like.
Yeah, a 3-point margin, but they got there with a safety, actually, is what put them over the top. But a really fun back-and-forth game. Both teams getting a lot of what they want on offense and then adjusting well at halftime. It slows down, but what happens is Pulaski takes a 1-point lead. Milton gets the ball back at their own 1-yard line. Quarterback throws it from the end zone. It's batted up. Quarterback catches it and then tries to throw it a second time. So it's a legal forward pass from his end zone for a safety, gives it back to Pulaski, and then Milton has no chance to drive down and try and get a game winner at the end. So coming up short there, but a really great 4-5 matchup.
How about Pulaski? Gets the job done. Thanks, Lauren. Pulaski, they play this one on the road. Beautiful facility up there in Pulaski, and terrific crowd support there in suburban Green Bay, and they move on.
Yeah, Polka capital of the state of Wisconsin.
That's right, Polka days.
Indeed. They will go up against a West Appear team that defeated Hartford tonight. We'll talk with Todd Boltman about that later on in the show, and hopefully Todd won't recap every score in that one because West Appear put up a big number.
Yes, we can't have that because we got 40 guys to get in tonight. All right, let's get to our next stop here, and that's Josh Goldberg from WCLO in Janesville. He had the call of Lake Mills and Edgerton in Division IV. Josh.
Yeah, hey, guys. It was 42-0 in favor of Lake Mills. They were all over the Crimson Tide right from the jump. Tyler Wolin, we've heard, is the number one quarterback prospect for next season. He's only a junior right now. He was 14 out of 15 for the Elcats. He only threw one touchdown, and the one pass that he missed on was a surefire drop from his receiver that hit him right between the numbers. It was unbelievable. Edgerton only managed just over 100 yards of total offense in Coach Russ Leitz's final game. So Coach Tyler Huber, a former Whitewater Warhawk, taking his team moving on, likely going to play the number one seed Racine St. Cat. So Elcats 42, Crimson Tide nothing, ending Edgerton's season.
Heard a lot about the Elcats and what they are going to have coming back next year. Big stuff. And they move on, Fife.
And it will be the Elcats versus St. Cats, as we're seeing St. Catharines got a 47-0 victory over St. Francis tonight.
All right. Do we have time for one more report? We don't. Spencer says, no, we don't. So we're not going to go. We're going to know what we're going to hold on for 1 second and go into the commercial break. Anything that surprised you so far? We'll give a scoreboard update right around 10:45 or so. We'll go through all the big matchups.
Yeah, Whitefish Bay over New Berlin West, number one seed in Division III falls. They were the fifth-ranked team coming in. Not only that, Whitefish Bay beat up on New Berlin West. 31-7 was your final there. They'll take on Port Washington, who also got a road win.
Very odd to see a number one seed get beat. That doesn't happen too often.
No. Well, the one seeds not only usually win, but to lose a game like that by 24 points?
Yeah.
Says a lot about the Blue Dukes. They've got some metal.
God. All right, we come back. We got a lot to get to. We have another hour of the show. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. You're listening to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Bar, and Grill. S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Bar, and Grill. Your place on the river.
Burnham Lumber of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 70 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural buildings, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $65 to $120 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. The taste of fall now at Christie's Sunnyside. Our new fall menu is now being served. We have sandwiches, salads, and rice bowls featuring oven-roasted squash, sweet potatoes, and beets. Our bakery is baking up your favorite fall treats, pumpkin scones, and apple cider cupcakes, with many other fall treats waiting for you. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-BAKE. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Wallace Cooper and Elliott are proud to support Richland Center Hornets football. Just like the Hornets, they know that teamwork, preparation, and protection make all the difference. So whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, the team is here to help you protect what matters most. From Friday night lights to everyday life, they're in your corner. Let's go, Hornets! From your friends at Wallace Cooper and Elliott.
First down!
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319. Or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com. And be sure to like them on Facebook.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Chuck Freeman, that's Dan Pfeiffer. We're here every Friday night, and we'll be here through the playoffs talking high school football with you. We're the only show like it around the state. All right, let's get to Mike Zweifel from Big Radio. He had the call on Darlington and Melrose-Mindoro. Darlington, a number one seed, pounded on Melrose, 55-14. And Division 6 game, Mike, give us a rundown on this one.
Yeah, it was kind of like Darlington's first nine games of the season there. Got up early and often. It was a tune of a 42-0 halftime lead for the Redbirds. They had four rushing scores, three of them by Dante Glendening, all of 33 yards or longer on the ground. They got a 17-yard pass completion from Zeke Zuberbühler, the Conference of the Swalls, the Offensive Player of the Year, to Ryder Fitzsimons, and then a pick six from senior Broker Busher in the first half. Melrose Maduro got two touchdowns late in the third and the fourth, and Darlington capped it off with not just that pick six and four rushing touchdowns. They also got a special team score on an 85-yard kick return score by Levi Lancaster. Well-oiled machine, 10-0 Darlington, the top overall seed in Division 6. They are rolling here to start the playoffs.
Very good. Darlington, drive it into Darlington County. They got to win.
And they will take on a familiar foe next week in Fenimore, fellow Swall team that they got a win over earlier this year, 37-6.
All right. Let's go to Fond du Lac and Kimberly. Jonathan Krause from Football Friday Night affiliate, WSCO, the score in Appleton. So Fondy and Kimberly, you know what? Fondy won or got beat earlier in this year by 28 by Kimberly. Jonathan, I don't know the score of this game, but you're going to let me know who won between Fondy and Kimberly.
I can tell you it's much closer than 49-21 like it was back in September. Final score tonight, Kimberly 28, Fond du Lac 21.
Wow.
It was actually the Cardinals getting on top with a quick 7-0 lead in the first quarter. And then into the second, though, Kimberly totally dominated, outscoring the Cardinals 20-0 in that period, highlighted by a blocked punt that was recovered in the end zone for a touchdown by Brennan Resch to give Kimberly a 17-7 lead at the time. They also scored in the middle of the third quarter on a 3-yard interception return for a touchdown by defensive end Eli Jansen. That put Kimberly up by 14. Fond du Lac was able to add a touchdown early in the fourth quarter, cut it to a 7-point deficit, had the ball into Kimberly territory twice in the fourth quarter, including within the last 2 minutes, but a shoestring attempted catch along the far sidelines on a 4th-and-8 was ruled out of bounds, and Fond du Lac didn't have the timeouts to stop the clock. So Kimberly hangs on for the 28-21 win to advance to level 2.
Very good. Thank you, Jonathan Krause. And Fondy done for the season at 5-5. Kimberly moves on.
Kimberly will get the winner of Sussex Hamilton and Marquette. Don't have a final yet on that game. Still waiting on that.
Zach Bellman, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's got his piece in the paper coming up tonight between Slinger and West Bend East, a 4-5 seed in Division 2. Zach, give us about 40, 45 seconds. Keep it short if you like. Tell us who won this game.
Yeah, West Bend West. I hate to correct you there, Chuck. But, this one was actually a lot closer than it appeared. Right around halftime, it was 14-7 Slinger, or 14-0 Slinger, and West Bend West connected on a 78-yard touchdown pass right before the half. 24 seconds left, and out of the halftime, West Bend West kicked off, recovered a fumble, but then thwarted at the 1 yard line by Slinger, who drove 99 yards the other way, and it was a 2-score game pretty much at least the rest of the way for Slinger, who advances to face reigning Division III champion Notre Dame in a matchup of the last two champions in D2 and D3 next week.
Good stuff. What did I call West Bend West? Did I call him something
West
else?
Bend East.
I call him West Bend East. How dare I call him the West Bend East?
It's the same building,
same
Chuck.
Building. But one's the Spartans, one's the Suns. You know why they're called West Bend East? Because the sun always rises in the east.
But West got set down tonight by Slinger. As mentioned, they will go up against a good Notre Dame team. The only team to get an upset in that part of the bracket this week, Wauwatosa East.
That's Zach Bellman, Journal Sentinel. My name is Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer. We're coming back for another hour of Football Friday Night.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time. We'll be right back.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Bring your energy, bring your big boy pack.
Welcome to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bax Hybrids.
Ain't nothing like it. Hey, let's go be the best.
At Bax, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Coming up, scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Oh, I hope everybody's having a good Friday night. We're coming out of a fish fry, coming back from your long road trip. Thanks for joining us here on Football Friday Night. We love having you aboard, whether getting out of your game or whatever. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. The King of Kohler, Spencer Williams, signing autographs tomorrow down at Whistling Straits between 10 and noon. Get there. He'll be there because he won't be covering the Brewers tomorrow. We won't be in Toronto.
How much does it cost to get an autograph from Spencer Williams? That's what I want to know.
Are you kidding?
Does he have to pay me